This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consequences of bad manner. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the consequences of bad manners in the Islamic lifestyle. What we see is that the manner has been divided into the good manner and bad in the Islamic teachings. Once it is said it is husn-e khulq, which means that it is a good manner. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the role model for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him as the role model for the mankind. And we need to follow in order to have the husn-e khulq or the good manners. On the other hand, when we refuse to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to follow what it's been said by this material world for us, therefore we lack in the manners, and sometimes we have the bad manners. And therefore, what we see is that this bad manner causes the mischievousness in our life. We become mischievous in our life, and we deal with the people with the bad manners, and we do not have the patience in our life. Therefore, it is necessary to stop us from dealing with the people with the bad manner, or trying to reform ourselves so that we can become someone who has the good manner. Why? Because the effects that are said about the good manner, for example, it brings the love amongst the people. It increases the length of the life if someone has a good manner. But on the other hand, if he has not, then obviously it's from the other side that he will not live for long. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the consequences of bad manner in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that having a good manner has some results. One of them is that a person's life gets longer. But if he has a bad manner, obviously his life becomes shortened. The other effect of having good manner is that Allah gives izzah. Respect. People does respect him. People respect him. And if he has a bad manner, it's for the other way. Obviously, people will not respect such a person who deal with the people with the bad manner, or the one who's too much moody. On the other hand, the good manner increases the sustenance, whereas the bad manner will not increase the sustenance. And on the other hand, it will decrease the sustenance, because then someone is dealing, socializing amongst the people, and he is not dealing with them in a good way. They don't want him to work anymore. They don't want to work with such a person. So these are the effects and consequences that can be found when someone is basically, you know, having a bad manner. On the other hand, in hereafter, it is said that if someone has a good manner, then his accounts or the question answer is easier for him, whereas on the other hand, it becomes difficult. Therefore, we must avoid the things that causes us to have a bad manner or to deal with the people in a bad way. Therefore, we need to deal with the people in a good manner. And once we deal with the people in a good manner, then we will not be called any more arrogant. We will not be called someone who is just thinking about himself. Rather, we will care about ourselves, people, the society, family, and everyone, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.